Thousands of Russians have marched through Moscow to mark 2 years since opposition leader Boris Nemtsov was gunned down outside the Kremlin. It was the largest rally since a similar memorial march last year, with Moscow police saying 5,000 people participated in the event, while organisers claimed tens of thousands of people took part in Sunday's rally. Nemtsov, a former Russian deputy prime minister, was a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Stefan Boss reports.
Shouting slogans, including Russia will be free and Putin is war, thousands of Russians braved winter weather to commemorate a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin here in Moscow, as well as in St. Petersburg and other cities. Exactly 2 years ago, on February 27, 2015, Boris Nemtsov was shot in the back as he walked home from a restaurant with his Ukrainian girlfriend late at night near the Kremlin. Many people also went to lay flowers on the site on the central Moscow bridge where Nemtsov was killed. Nemtsov, who was 55, called for honest elections and urged people to join a protest hours before he was murdered. He was heard through an interpreter while speaking on Echo Moskvy radio.
We think that in order to bring the country to order and overcome crisis, important political reforms are needed. It is necessary to carry out honest elections with the participation of the opposition.
He also said that Russia's president launched an illegal war with Ukraine, prompting Western sanctions and an economic crisis. A trial of five Chechens who were allegedly involved in Nemtsov's murder began in October. Critics doubt that those who ordered the killing will ever face justice. Sunday's rally was overshadowed by an incident. Green ink was thrown into the face of Putin critic and former Prime Minister Mikhail Kashanov while he joined the protest. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.